Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. George and I are in Jacksonville again, visiting our son's family. I sent George out early this morning to get me a cup of Mickey D's coffee and sat looking out the floor-to-ceiling windows and enjoyed the morning sunrise with a hot cup. I hope your day began peacefully, too. As you know, or most of you do, we have 6 grandsons, 2 per each of our children. The oldest, age 26, is married, and the other 5 are close in age, ranging from almost 15 to 17, almost 18. They are all beginning the new school year along with your children and millions more. 2 seniors, 1 junior, and 2 freshmen. Wow. They range in height from 5'8 to almost 6'5. They are all athletic and play baseball, basketball, and tennis. Their personalities are similar in some ways and very different in others. 3 are driving. Scary. I can remember the day each was born, and precious pictures from the years past remind me of how cute, full of life smiles and laughter they were. Now, as this year begins, manhood is knocking on the door, and I think they are reluctant to face it, even though they put on a face and attitude of independence. They have no idea how little they know. All these thoughts brought Proverbs 22:6 to mind once again. From the New International Version, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. I remember reading this verse a lot from different translations when my children were young. The uncertainty of parenthood, along with all the hopes all parents share, kept me busy looking for direction. I interpreted the first part, regardless of translation, to mean, teach them about Jesus and teach them to be kind, respectful, and responsible. The second part I interpreted as, if I do those things, they will be okay in life. Well, we all who have had the responsibility of raising a child or children, or for that matter have been someone's child, know clearly this is easier said than done. Wanting our children to be kind, respectful, wise in their choices in life is every parent's dream. Unfortunately, we may all agree on what we want, but then reality hits. Kids are not all the same. Each child in a family is an independent entity with their own mind, own gifts, own weakness. Some are compliant in your teaching, some are rebellious. Some seem as though they raise themselves and others wear you out in your efforts. As the years pass, we come to realize that they all have to learn the same lessons in life. Some make it easy on you and themselves, and others seem to fight it the whole time. Experience tells me that most of us have very little idea of what we are doing as parents or grandparents. We know what we want for these folks in our lives, but how to get them to follow what we know is best is another question altogether. So, what do we do? We pray that we will have wisdom beyond our experience, that the Lord in His mercy will guide us and them, keep them safe from themselves and life when we cannot. Lead them not into temptation, but deliver them from evil. Having watched my children become adults and my grandchildren nearing adulthood, I choose to believe the wisdom of the verse. Do your best with love and prayer to raise your children with the model of Jesus as your guide and they, even if they do stray from it, will return to the way they should go. The Lord is always working to bring us to Him. As parents, we pave the way by living the way we want our children to live. The groundwork is laid. From Matthew 7:25, build your house on the rock, and even when the storm comes, the house will stand. A parable from Jesus. I believe it works, even if we don't see it. You set the groundwork of love and respect and responsibility daily. The Lord picks up the slack. When we no longer have much influence, the Lord is busy bringing positive influences into children's lives. A story I read in the Jacksonville Sunday paper is a reassuring example of the Lord's working. There was a long article about Bobby Bowden, the longtime coach of Florida State University, and his influence on, or as a coach, on the lives of his players and young coaching assistants that worked with him. Mark Rick, one of those assistants, and the past Georgia coach, now retired, describes how one of Bowden's team talks touched him in a way he had not expected. Bowden was a devout Christian, and his faith was evident in his relationships with the young men he led. So on this day, his words touched Rick in a way they had not before. But this time, Rick, who describes himself as a driven, self-centered young man of 26, made a commitment to the Lord that day that directed his life from that point on. So I say to all you parents, sending your child off to school with hopes of good behavior and good decisions, keep up the prayers, and as hard as it is sometimes, trust the Lord that He is working where you cannot be. Let us pray together. Precious Lord, the responsibility we have to the children in our lives is awesome. Often it lays heavily on our hearts, and at other times our hearts are light with joy. We ask today for your loving arms to surround these young people, hold them close to you as they grow and mature, and if they stray from your love, please hold on even tighter. Thank you so much for the gift of children. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.